CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Thousands of protesters gathered in Sanford, Florida today, along with civil rights activists like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, for a rally and march to police headquarters. They're demanding the arrest of Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman in the shooting death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. This protester says the Sanford Police Department mishandled the case.
The police didn't do what they were supposed to do in this situation, and we need to make sure that anyone that didn't do their job is held accountable, and that we have police officers that are really going to work for justice here.
The rally comes 34 days after Martin's death. Zimmerman says he killed Martin in self-defense. Attention, Maryland, Illinois, and Kansas. A winning Mega Millions ticket was sold in each state. Securities attorney Andrew Stoltman says the winners will find they suddenly have a lot of friends.
The person who won the lottery will likely be the number one target of both legitimate banks and brokerage firms and also scammers out there, probably worldwide. I mean, that person is an absolute target.
The owners of the three tickets will split a record jackpot of $656 million. Global Payments, a company that processes credit card transactions, says that its card data may have been accessed by hackers. Financial expert Clyde Anderson says check all your credit card statements.
What you really have to do is check your information. And that's why credit card theft and fraud is so big, because a lot of times we don't pay attention to the details. So we've really got to go back and pay attention to the details. We're in the information age where it's so easy to go online and pull that information down, but we've really got to go in and look at each charge. No, don't even discard the little charges. Look at everything.
As many as 10,000 credit card customers could be affected. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.